Episode 2862, Stop Trying to Fit In.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. This is the day that the Lord has made. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. And you know what? Thanksgiving is next week. I want you to start feeling grateful for where you are, regardless of your circumstances, and stop trying to fit in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Life is like a puzzle. Curved edges, straight edges, yet specific edges. Stop trying to fit in. Stand out with your own edges. So where in life have you tried to make something happen? Have you ever tried to be that kind of crazy turkey? I mean, come on, we are talking Thanksgiving. And where you're just like running down the street going, I want it my way, and I know I can make it happen. There is a time for everything. And sometimes that time is now. But there are times that we push and shove to get what we want. However, maybe that pushing and shoving are leaving your gifts and talents behind. You desperately want to be a part of the team. You want to be a part of the group. But what if it's not the right time? What if you're jumping too soon? Stop trying to fit in. Because in all honesty, you were created to stand out. Now, I get you have to play by the rules at times, but that doesn't mean you do something that puts you in a position you might regret. You don't want to have to, you know, jeopardize your morals or your values. You don't want to be the one who says, you know what, yeah, this is okay, and you reason out why you should jump in instead of saying, you know what, maybe now really isn't the right time. There is a time to be still and wait. Now, waiting doesn't mean you're lying in bed doing nothing. There is action in waiting. However, it doesn't mean that you're making drastic decisions either, again, jeopardizing your morals and values. Stop trying to fit in. You, my friend, are created for greatness, and you know this side of heaven, one step at a time, leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. So what does it look like to stand out for you? Seriously, look at your life. Are you looking at writing a book and you're sitting here going, but there's no one in my family who's ever written a book. I really know no one who's written a book. Maybe you're thinking of getting out of the corporate world. Maybe you want to get back into it in a different position. Maybe you've gone back to school and you're like, now I want to put myself out there, but oh my gosh, here, look at me. Who am I to say? For some reason, there needs to be a bounty of confidence, right? When you want to stand out, or it's just not going to happen. Yet at the same time, you can reason with yourself in this season why you need to stand out. Stop trying to fit in. Find what stimulates your drive to impact. How do you want to show up as a living legacy? What can you do today to impact tomorrow? What is it for you? Is it writing 500 words every single day just to get in the habit of writing? Maybe you are musically inclined and you're thinking, I have played the piano for years and I really wanted to write some great music. Why not now? Seriously, why not? Maybe you're an incredible cook and you think, wouldn't it be cool to have a YouTube channel? Maybe have a recipe book? That would be cool. But you're like, well, wait, but I don't fit into that. Do you have to? Stop trying to fit in. You know, when I first started podcasting and just really honestly thinking about it, there were so many ways to do it. And one common thread that I heard from everyone was to make sure that I knew my avatar, who I was serving. And I thought, okay, I really don't like that word because I don't look at you as an avatar. I mean, come on, isn't that a movie thing or something? Seriously. And after getting who you want, right, going, okay, this is who I serve, then they want you to focus on what your topic is supposed to be. And everyone said you're supposed to find that one puzzle piece. It's called the niche or niche in some areas of the world. And that just wasn't me. I knew what I was called to do and how I could do it. But everybody around me was saying, you know, Christiane, this is the pattern. This is the way you do it. You'd start here, you go there. And I thought, it's not me. And so I pushed back a little bit. I learned what I needed to learn. And then I said, you know what? Now I need to go and do what I need to do. This is between me and my family. It's between me and God and the dream that he had given me. And I need to make sure I honor him in what I do. So instead of forcing myself into a box, I gave myself permission to work outside the box. And here I am. Stop trying to fit in. You, my friend, are made for more, created on purpose for a purpose. So you get to decide how you want to lead your everyday, and you get to create your now. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.